Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Roski Mascani, and on the panel this evening, we have Professor Amin Ra, Ernest McBride Jr., and Brother Ahi. Tonight, I want to tell you how I met our guest. Our guest is Sister Hadia. And she doesn't go by Sister Hadia, but that's our guess. And how I met her, this is the story. We had the Langston University professors on a few months ago. And Hadia's mom, Miss Sonia, she came in early and we had a long conversation before the show started. So I met her. And I got her on the show, and she came on the show Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, and we had a great time with her and her cousin. And her daughter was around, and I asked her daughter, Hadia, to be a guest, and she agreed. So I'm very thankful for an 18-year-old to come on here, because normally our guests are a little, add more numbers to that. And that's normally our guest. But we've had plenty of guests that were around her age throughout the 5 years we've been doing this, 5 years plus. So she agreed to come on, and I'm happy that she did. And the topic this evening is respect, which is a question, and the answers that we're going to discuss and the rest of that topic is earned or entitled. And before Hadia gets started, there's a few things I want her to do. I want her to tell us about herself, tell us something about herself, and then I would like to have her definition, her own definition of respect, and kind of discuss the what do she mean by earned or entitled, and just kind of give us a overview of what she wants us to discuss this evening. Welcome, Hadia, and thank you for being a guest here with us. And tell us a little bit about yourself, and then talk about the topic, and I want the definition of respect, your definition. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. I'm Hadia. I'm 18. I graduated last year, class of 25, and just have learned a couple things with growing up, mainly in the eye of social media, in the eye of just a lot of worldly things that have gone on, especially in the past 5 to 6 years, and which also brings me to how I came up with this topic of for respect, earned or entitled. I mainly came up with this with just seeing how a lot of the times older generations kind of look down on Gen Z mostly, but just mostly younger people and as a whole. And what I mean by that is a lot of the times younger generations are disrespected just for being younger, because a lot of times older people feel that since they are older, they are entitled to be respected. That's how a lot of people grew up. But most of my generation and myself, I feel that respect is earned. Just because you are an older person, it does not mean that you should be entitled to respect if you are not giving respect. And what respect means to me is simple, just treat others how you want to be treated. Just be kind to one another as a whole. And I'll say if people just be more kind to each other, it'd be a much more respectful world. If older people respect younger people respect older people, if everyone could just be kind to each other, then respect would just be easy.
Yeah. I kind of understand what you're saying. And One thing I want to know immediately or now is, do you work?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you work with the public?
Yes.
Okay. All
I'm
right.
telling.
So through our conversation, I think you get some kind of insight on a few things when you working with the public, because I've been working in the public for, ooh, maybe over 40 years. So, or maybe close to 40 years. And you're dealing with a lot of different personalities. So I kind of understand what you're saying, and I kind of agree also. But we can get deeper into it by going to the panel, and they may have some questions for you, but I want them to kind of speak on the topic and what you said. And we have Rhonda here. Hey, Rhonda, how you doing? Can you unmute, please?
Hello.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I'm glad you can make it. I don't know you, but I'm glad you're here. Are you related to Hydea?
Yes, I'm her Nana.
Oh, okay. All right, Nana. That means grandma, right?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So you heard what she said, correct?
Correct.
So what is your take on that?
I agree with Hadia. I think that we're not entitled to it. We should respect them and they should respect us. If we give respect, we would get respect.
So you kind of agree.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to jump in this a little bit here.
Okay.
So she works dealing with the public.
Yes.
And the I've been teaching for the past 30 years. And I'm quite a large person in a sense to the regular public. I'm about 6'4", 245 or 235, something like that. So I'm kind of larger than most people, the regular public. So when I get a parent, when I've had parents, just a few throughout the years, that came to me in a manner that they shouldn't have, approached me in a way that they shouldn't approach me, I kind of diffuse the situation by not participating in an exchange that is volatile. And so I had to use a strategy because I didn't want to make the situation worse than what it was. So I just stayed calm and let them get whatever they were talking about out, and which didn't take that long. And I waited for them to do that, and I was able to diffuse the tension by not focusing on the anger of the parent, but on what she was talking about. And I calmly talked to her about the situation, why she was actually there. So whoever it was, may have been disrespectful towards me in a manner, or the approach was incorrect. But me being a public figure, I had to make sure that I didn't get the make I didn't let the situation get out of hand, and I participate in the volatile behavior. So I had to be strategic, or I would have been just as incorrect as the parent. So, of course, I would want somebody to approach me in a manner that the way I should be approached, but it's not going to happen that way, especially if you're a person that works in the public. And so you got to have strategies on how to deal with people that might not be in their right mind. And most disrespectful people, and having an understanding of what disrespect is, I just can't, personally, I can't add to the situation. But I'm not going to let nobody run over me either. So But I appreciate that answer, and I'm gonna go to somebody else unless you have something else you wanted to add, Miss Rhonda.
Well, I'm Rhonda's husband, Hadia's grandfather.
Oh, how you doing?
Doing great. My name is Greg.
All right, thanks for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
So yeah, we can get your input on it also.
Well, I have a. I think for me, it's going to there's going to be some. I have to quantify it a little bit because at an early age, kids are taught respect. They're taught as they should, but they're taught to respect adults. And if you want to say that that's at a young age, if that's entitled, well, that's okay because if we don't teach kids at a younger age to respect adults, then they're never going to learn it. Then they're going to be disrespectful when they get older. So some people may look at that as being entitled, but if we don't teach kids to be respectful, how else would they know? So I guess there is a little bit of entitlement that goes with that at a younger age. But I think once kids are older, say teenagers, or maybe even just 10, 12 years old, once they understand what respect is, then they absolutely and given
Okay.
the same respect.
Oh, can you repeat the last few words, please?
Oh, just saying that once they get a little older, then of course they should receive the same respect that we expect as adults. But until they become of that age, they have to be taught adults and to be respectful to adults. And it is a little one way. And I personally don't see a problem with that. I don't know any other way to approach it.
Okay. Yeah, that's very critical, the upbringing. And also we need to give our kids strategies on how to handle people that are out of control and disrespectful because
Absolutely.
yeah, they you know, I've dealt with so many people and it's really crazy out there at times. But okay, I appreciate it. Your name again?
Greg.
Greg, okay, I appreciate that. All right, idea so far, you have any comments about what was said so far?
Just one. So I do agree with it is about upbringing. But I feel like it should be taught that to just respect people as a whole, not just adults. It should just be as a whole, everyone. Like as children, we should just be taught as a whole, respect everyone. Not just adults, not just your peers, but everybody, because everybody should get respect as long as they are respecting you. It should be a two-way street of you give respect, they give respect. Even though I do see how it is harder when a person is young because you have to be taught something in order to know how to do it. That's just the way that life is. But it should be taught as a whole and not just because someone is older.
Okay. All right, Brother Ahi.
It seems like respect changes with each generation. I can't talk to the young people like I was talked to when I was coming up. I didn't think I was disrespected. It was a different time. Today, I even have to be careful of what I say and try and find a way of saying it that's palatable to, I just don't want to say young people, but basically that's what it is. A lot of times I can't be direct and just say what's on my mind because they can't take it in a general conversational kind of way. The way I was brought up, an old person has something, an older person has something, and even the ones that were in charge of us, the teenagers and stuff, they told us directly what was up. It wasn't no misunderstanding. They didn't have to tap dance around and say it. Now, you got to kind of figure out or be tender. You have to have a tender tongue. And and make it so that, you know, sometimes you have to feel around it and see, well, what is respectful and what is not respectful. So I think it changes with almost every generation of what respect is. So maybe we need to communicate a little better with each other more often so we can be on that highway called the current highway of respect. But like as I first stated, it changes. I see a lot of young men these days are real sensitive on what's said to them and how it's said. Temperaments change. Dispositions seem to have changed somewhat. Many times I'm not trying to be disrespectful, just trying to communicate. And it's taken, then I'm being disrespectful to, or maybe talking down to them, or saying something bluntly, just I'm making an observation. But I think that's just a generational age, a generational thing. So, and like you said, it didn't make any difference. As a young person, a lot of times my safety and security was in the older people's hands. And when they said something, they meant it. Don't you be running out in that street. Don't you run through that door. I told you to stay here. Be right here. And that's not, I don't think that's being disrespectful. That's you're cared for and you loved. You know, maybe she'd like to, my young sister Hadia would like to address that.
Yes, I agree with you. A lot of people and like a lot of young people around my age, and sometimes even myself, we are quick to kind of jump emotionally and just kind of get into defense mode. But sometimes some things that I have seen is a lot of the old generations, the way it is said is either in a talking down type of manner or a coming off very aggressive or yelling type of manner. And so I just feel like if it's, and it does depend on the age range, I will say that if it's someone who's more of a younger elementary school age, it is going to be different when talking about respect because they're kids and they're still learning and need to be taught more of this is right, this is wrong. You have to listen to what you're told. But like once it gets to age range as the upperclassmen in high school, like 16, 17, and so on, is when it should be almost as a mutual understanding of we are becoming adults and you are the adult. It should be more of a teaching moment. And I feel a lot of times it's more of a you have to do this thing. Like for example, I mentioned the whole talking down thing. At my job, coincidentally, today, I had an older gentleman. He had came up to me and he needed help with doing a, he was going out of the country and he needed help with how to basically put in, yeah, basically like a travel notice. And so I had just mentioned to him that he could do it online if he had the mobile app just to help him and like, let him know, hey, this could be easier for you. But he immediately kind of talked down slash kind of attack jumped at me and was like, or you could do it. Trying to talk down me as if I was being rude or like as if I was stupid. And it came out of nowhere. I was respectful. I was doing my job of letting him know all his options. And he immediately just came at me as if I had no idea what I was doing in my job. Very unwarranted. And it was only towards me because when you're speaking to my other coworkers who are older than me, around like their 30s, late 20s, he was super sweet to them, having good conversations with them. But with me, it was as if he was talking to me as if I was a child, like a little kid. So a lot of time it's just how older people come off or just automatically assume they're younger. So I need to talk down to them as if they are a child.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go to the next person. Brother Mashinda. I guess he might just be listening. We'll go to Dr. Sharita. I can be heard, right? Can you hear me, everyone?
Yes.
I hear you.
Okay. Okay, I guess she's just listening. Ernest?
Well, the only thing I'd just like to say, grandfather Greg, you sound like you have a granddaughter that's on the ball. I mean, she's really knows what she's talking about, and so I know that influence had to come through your son or your daughter to get to her. So she's, well established adult, and I agree with everything she's saying because my experience with a lot of the kids was through coaching because I coach like youth football, with my brother Carl. But then I saw how a lot of the parents behaved, and that kind of turned me off because that was kind of filtered down to some of the kids. But when I switched over to track and field coaching, I had dealt with kids from 6 years old up to 18, and I really didn't have any bad experience with the kids because most of them was well behaved and they were doing something they wanted to do. They wanted to compete and track, so that the coach, you really didn't get a lot of guff. The kind of guff you would get would be from parents, but I always had a deal, so that all the kids could compete. We would tell them, hey, it's the fast on the relay teams, the fastest three are going to be on the team, and that fourth one we're going to pick. The coach is going to pick that. And so the parents, I made sure all the kids got a chance to participate. But, it's kind of like the disrespect that if you did face any was usually from parents. And then I'd kind of put the assistant coaches you deal with in. I'm not dealing with that, because I'm how to train and teach kids. And then we take the kids, we'd always make sure we had three or four outings every year where we take them out of town where they could go to restaurants and learn how to behave in public. And we'd take them up to Eugene, Oregon, running a meet, and then you with them for like 3 or 3 days, And so that's kind of been my experience. So I can say I have not really run into any bad kids that I can remember, and I did this for like 40 years coaching, and I kind of work with the high school even now. Coached over there for 4 years, and then I kind of assist at Long Beach Poly, assist the women's team now. So that's about all. But you're well on your way, young lady. You just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ernest. I want to mention a few things from what I'm hearing. I know Ernest mentioned the parents. I, from my experience, recent experience, I know that some of the parents act like the kid or worse than the kid. So I had to be able to sort of not deal with the parent as much because I know that that was the part of the problem. So I know that some kids may act a certain way due to their parents, and that may cause bad communication, which is a part of the respect thing. And then also another thing when we were coming up, and that was when I was coming up in the 60s and the 70s. I was born mid 60s, but in the 70s, when I was a younger kid, the where I grew up was a tight-knit type environment where the parents of other children on our street, because we had the street knew each other. All the parents knew each other, and all the kids played with each other. So it was sort of like a cultural dynamic there where we had certain understandings throughout our street and then, in the neighborhood because of the parents. But as time moved on, and now that I'm a parent and grandparent, I had when I was raising my kids, they were with me. They wasn't outside like I used to be outside. And the cultural dynamic changed. So since that cultural dynamic changed, you had different types of people that was near you, and they were having different cultures. So it just was as time progressed, things changed, and you have this high diverse society. So the respect thing is kind of confused. And then you take out certain punishments from the schools, which I don't think was a bad thing because certain punishments became too physical. So when you take that out and it changed dynamics, and then kids get to talk any kind of way, and the use of profanity. When we were kids, we didn't use profanity in front of adults. Now it's a different thing that the kids use profanity and the parents participate with them in certain instances. So it's a lot of diverse things that make, the respect factor different because you have a high diverse society and you have these different cultural dynamics. So I know that has something to do with it. But I'm gonna go ahead and move on to Professor Amin-Ra. Professor Ra?
All right. Again, welcome, Hadia, and your parents and your grandparents. He is right when he says very generational with regards to the concept of respect. And also regional, like what is commanded of respect in the South may not be the same thing in the North or the East Coast. And I agree with her grandfather. You have to train children to not teach them, but train them to respect. And I agree with the idea. You should be taught to respect all people. But the main thing is that you have parents that have worked to feed you, worked to clothe you, worked to make sure you get where you have to go. And many times they put you in a lot of extracurricular activities. When you say respect, sometimes that's a catchy word. Respect you to do what and for what? I mean, you the child. They live what you don't have to go through. And many times they see you making mistakes. It's not being disrespectful, correcting you. And I can see what you're saying if they get belligerent and impatient and things of this nature, and they make it choose a different word to teach you or different mannerism to express that to you. But as they, the one thing that they gave you as parents, I'm just talking about parental respect, is that they gave you life. And you wouldn't even be here to ask for respect if it wasn't for them. So I'm most parents love their children. Most parents. And most parents try to be an excellent role model in front of their children. Most parents. You have those that deviate and those that think their kids and try to outdance their kids and twerk with their kids and do all kind of stuff. You understand? And smoke weed with their kids. You got some kind of parents. But when you got good parents that love you and want the best for you, it's not disrespectful for them to give you parental guidance, parental discipline, and parental direction. It gives you a purpose. The purpose, their purpose is for you to be the best person you could be. And I agree with you, Hadia, that you should be taught to respect all people. But see, we as he was saying, and your father, our grandfather was saying, that see, we didn't even have that choice coming up. You respect your parents, or you got knocked down. And that was before they had laws saying that you couldn't hit kids. When you was at school, you respect the teachers because they give you swaps. There was always consequences for disrespect and things of this nature. And sometimes what you think is being disrespectful is just that's the way the parents is making you pay consequences for you being disrespectful for not doing what you were asked to do. Or doing something that you shouldn't have been doing, or saying something in a tone that is disrespectful to them. I agree with respect, and I understand it's a different generation. I raised 6 children. I got 14 grandchildren, and I got 1 great granddaughter. And so, you know, most of them call me Paul, and I don't even like that word. You understand? I think whoever invented it, they need to be challenged. But the point is that most of the kids want their parents just to be ATM without guidance and direction. Life is hard and short. You'll be surprised how short it is until you get old. For your parents to live the life that they have lived, and your grandparents, they're sometimes 3 and 4 times older than you. And they just don't want you to make mistakes that they've seen their friends made, that they have made. And they just want you to be put in a direction in which you achieve. Now, you may think you're achieving what you want, but most parents want their kids to achieve more than what the kid wants. In other words, you know, some parents want you to go to college and go and try to be a doctor, lawyer, something. Or some parents want you to get a good job and be responsible. The average young lady your age, unless you get very lucky, won't even be asked to get married. But when we was coming up, that was a part of your manhood, to take care of a family and to build a family. You understand? Try to buy a house rather than rent. And it's not easy for you young people who don't see your future. You seeing you want respect right now. But them police that's picking up all these people and putting them in and deporting them is not showing no respect. You can always ask for respect from your parents and from people close to you. But people don't know you. Hey, they'll do anything. They'll spike your drink and rape you. They don't have respect for you as a person. And that's all their parents is trying to say. Yeah, you deserve respect. And you deserve respect from everybody that's close to you. But there's a world out there that you got to go out into that don't know who Idea is and really don't give a damn. All they want to know is what they can get out of idea, a hustle idea. From you buying a car on your own without getting parental guidance, to you walking down the street and don't think anything could happen to you, and something do happen to you. Parents worry. Every time you leave that house, your parents worry. Even though they, you want the respect, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I mean, you don't have to check on me. You don't put no track on my phone. You don't ask me to call home every time I'm out there. You know, that's disrespectful. No, it's not. It's a parent that's concerned. Don't construe love and caring with being disrespect. I agree they should talk to you in a manner in which you can receive the message. And I agree that they have a responsibility to win your heart and mind. But, you know, they're young kids. They go to school, not like you, Hadir. That, you know, they just go to school because they're made to go. They ain't learning. You've been in classes. You know, there's some people that's still in the same grade while you've been graduating. You understand? So it's a struggle. You know, your parents struggled and worked hard to bring you into being. And you should love and appreciate all the guidance and support that they give you. And any other counselor or teacher that want to assist you and guide you, okay. No, they should never mess over their image that you have of them by being disrespectful to you. But at the same time, you're going to run into that. You're going to run into people that disrespect you. May it be a boyfriend, or who you think is a boyfriend, a man friend, or may it be a preacher, or may it be a police officer that pulled you over because you're black. And you haven't even dealt with racism yet. You think you disrespected. We just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday, and they didn't even let the women ride on in the front of the bus when they were coming up. Didn't even, wouldn't even let them register to vote. You can register to vote and they ain't registered. You understand? I mean, you got a lot to learn. You just 18 years old. They just don't want you to learn the hard way. So they sometimes have to give it to you in graphic terms and really sit you down and sometimes tell you why they doing what they doing. But it ain't easy, my sister. It ain't easy being a parent in this generation because you rather Google information than to ask them. You rather go to AI and get the information. When we relied on parents for guidance and direction, and it was a human contact, more people are playing with gadgets than people. And that's why sometimes they disrespect people. And I tell Rasha Key and everybody, one of the hardest things, like you just talked about in your job, one of the hardest things to do is to work with people, especially people you don't know and don't know you. So when you go through life, you can go through and somebody disrespect you and you get disrespectful to them and they put a bullet in your head. I'm just telling you how cruel people can be. But I love your spirit. And I love your energy. And I pray that you are mindful of the love that your parents and your grandparents have for you by being a part of your life. Part of your life, trying to really shape and help you get to where you want to go. That's about what I have to say, Rasha.
Okay, thanks, Professor Rob. Hi, dear, you want to respond? Any response to that?
Yes. So I completely agree when it comes to parental respect, mainly because for me, that parents give you life, keep a roof over your head. That is earned respect in a way. And then they gave you life. They don't really have to do much else to get respect. That is the thing that I genuinely agree should be, they not even should, they are entitled to, because they gave you everything. They gave you life, air to breathe, everything. So I 1,000% agree with that. Also, another thing I wanted to add was it's more of like for strangers. Like I feel like everyone, whether you know the person or don't know the person, should just respect each other, which sadly, because of where we live in, 9 times out of 10 won't happen. And I know like a lot of the generations grew up where like it was a village where you help this person, whether you know it or not. You can help this person with their kid, whether you know them or not. But a lot of times, that's just kind of not how the world is anymore. And it is a little sad that everyone's just so against each other. But when it comes to respect, it's also more of trying to figure out how to word it, more of kind of just staying to yourself in a way. Because a lot of times, I will see, a lot of older people will like to try to parent in a way a child that they do not know, or a stranger who they don't know. It'd be a child or just a younger person in general. And I thought that's when it becomes the problem of people in my generation or around my age kind of not knowing how to handle certain things or handle their emotions in a way, and immediately being like, oh, well, you're not my parent. Or then not being disrespectful to that person. So that everyone kind of needs to learn how to just, one, my generation needs to learn how to stay calm, and you don't always need to jump back at somebody or disrespect somebody back. You can just stay calm, either not say anything or just keep pushing with your day. It doesn't have to turn into a big thing. I know my generation has a very big problem with that, and I definitely understand that. But even for an example, sometimes older generations will give their opinion unwarranted, and that is a lot of times I see the problem of my generation kind of snapping back, which doesn't make it right, but both are a little bit in the wrong. And I know it is hard because, like I said, most people raised on like were around a generation where it was a village. You helped where you could. But a lot of times, like even for example, I'll give my own example. When I was like a little younger, I babysit my little cousin a lot, and I would immediately be judged going in the store because they thought that was my kid. I was about 14, he's like 1 year old. So a lot of old people giving me rude looks, side-eye me, kind of a disgusting look, like, oh my God, that's her kid. When in reality, they didn't know me. Wasn't even my kid. And so to ease the situation, just because of how I was raised, I was just like, oh, it's my cousin, and like kind of laugh it off as a joke. Now I know a lot of people in my generation would have snapped. I have seen them kind of snapped or been like, what are you looking at? Or just being disrespectful back, when that's not a way to solve a situation. I feel like it's best to just kind of laugh it off, be like, hey, like that's why I just like, not my kids, my cousin, laugh it off and just keep it pushing, because there's no need to make a big scene when it's not a big issue. But at the same time, even as an older person, they didn't really need to be, for lack of a better word, in my business to, because even if it was my kid, it's not hurting anyone. It wasn't. But I feel like a lot of times people jump into other people's bubble when it's not affecting them, hurting them, or anything like that. So I feel like people just mutually need to stay in.
Okay, see, see her come back on. It's a few people. Okay, she's
There you go.
back. Okay, all right, Hydea. We had a few people come in, and I want to kind of see who they are, and get their input on what they've heard. There's a Greg here. Is that the same Greg, or that's another Greg? Greg, can you unmute? The one that just came in not too long ago.
Yeah, so that's me. It's gonna be the grandfather.
Oh, it's still the grand. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I decided to sign in on my own.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go to Amber McDaniel. Do you wanna unmute?
Hi. I was late, so I'm not sure of the question, but I'm Hadia's TT, aka her aunt.
Okay, well, we're just talking about the topic, which is respect. Is it earned or entitled? Do you have any kind of like anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, I tend to lean on the side of that it is entitled in certain aspects when it comes to seniors, but my background, I work with seniors, so I default to that. I'm also an older millennial, so I was also raised kind of in a way of you will respect your elders. I do agree with Hydea in the aspect of disrespect of younger children and of inputting your own viewpoints, because I think we were raised, at least my age and older, we're all raised that you don't know, or you default to your elder. But I do think that there's more of conversation now. So I think that the respect piece, once you know that person, is when it becomes an earned piece. I think it's entitled as humanity. I think it's entitled as human to human, as elder, because you have earned the wisdom and you have lived the years and you have the experience of anyone. When I experience an elder in really any public space, I stop, I help, I defer. However, I think once we get to know each other and we understand each other as humans, then that's where the earned peace comes from. Because if I know you as a human, I know you as a person, I can't then input or enforce my own will or my own outlook or my own background on you. Because my life, no matter what, and no matter what wisdom I have, my life is not yours. I can share, if you ask for my input, I can share my experiences, but I can't tell you the way that you are living your life is wrong, because I haven't lived your life. I may have lived similar things, but I have not lived your life, so I can't force my input on you. So I do think it's a dual piece, but I think in beginning it is definitely entitled.
Okay. Yes, that's excellent. One thing about this is it's a communication, person to person communication, and then I think each individual should approach anyone with respect, but you know that you're going to always get people who approach you and they're not going to be respectful towards you because they probably don't know how to, and they're not effective communicators, and they're stuck in a stage of mentality that's childlike. So that was an excellent answer and comment. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is that Miss Queen Shamala here this evening?
Yes, it is.
How you doing? It's great to see you, Queen.
Wonderful. I was hoping you recognized me this time.
Definitely. I recognized you. I was hoping I was right.
You're right. I definitely had something, want to say something about this. I've only been on about 10 minutes, but I think I see the point of it. I was a high school English teacher and a high school counselor and a high school principal for 30 years. And I, like you say, it's communication. I am one who feels like it's part of the community's responsibility of older people to say something to young people when things are like getting out of hand. But I always use a soft approach when I spoke up in people's business. I would come like, excuse me, young man, did you say da 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 da? Or I would do it like that. Just recently, I was at the Baldwin Hills Mall and like 10 kids in the middle of the day, they were dancing down the sidewalk, but when they got to the corner, they went into this big fight. And I heard somebody said, Record it right now. Record it right now. So later, after the supposedly fight was over, I talked to a couple of the kids because I wanted to understand it. And they told me, oh, we're going to put this, because we're trying to get all these hits on the computer. I said, okay. But the people I was with, they were my age. They said, oh, no, Shamala, you shouldn't say nothing because these young people, da, 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 da. I said, watch it. And I just came up. I said, how you guys doing? I said, will you explain that to me? And I always was able to talk to the kids at school. I worked at Fremont on what they call the East Side, the game bangers. And I used to say, I don't see any game bangers. I see people who live in this community. They love their school. They're proud of this school. And they got some issues. And no adult is talking to them right. And they were always judged and blamed. So when you come to people with real concern and love, I don't care how crazy they're acting. Some of them, some will listen, but if they don't, you just move on. And just one other thing. I was in the mall one day, and this lady was cursing out. This is her, the kid. The kid was like 6 or 7. She would call him all kind of names. And I said, no, 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 excuse me, sister. Please don't talk to that kid like that. And she was mad, but she calmed down. Well, he said, I said, well, who's the adult here? And I just talk to people. I just don't let too foul stuff go by and not say anything. And I usually have respect. I get respect because I give respect. And I'm 81 years old, by the way.
That's excellent. Now, we want to identify that you said, did you say the Baldwin Hills Mall? What did you say?
The Baldwin Hills Mall.
Okay, that's in Los Angeles, and Fremont High School is also in Los Angeles. Because we have people that's on that's in other cities in the country. So, yeah, okay. We're dealing with Oklahoma people and Detroit people. And so,
thank you.
I just wanted to clarify that. Excellent, Queen Shamala. I'm going to speak with you afterwards, so hopefully you stay around. Or I'll give you a call if you don't.
Call me. Just call me on the phone. I'll be here. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming.
I was so impressed by Amon Ra. I love him. He's one of my scholars that I've always followed, one of my cultural activists. I love him. I love his thought, his boldness. I love his voice, too.
Yeah, he's our icon around here.
Yes, mine, too.
All right. Okay. So, Dr. Sharita, are you just still listening? And Brother Mashinda, did you guys have anything you wanted to say before we close out?
Okay. Greetings, family. I didn't really have much to say. I'm just getting home and trying to listen and multitask here. But just to sum it up, you know, I feel like respect is learned and earned. And once you reach that, you do become entitled. There's so many different things that you do when you learn and earn. And when you do have a point where, yeah, now there's just respect on your name because of what's happening. And it is by default that people will show you respect from what you learned and what you earned. I just say, you know, I raised 6 children. And I have all the, I think I got millennials and Gen Zs and some of, well, all the alphabets. I think I got all of them in my house. So, and I also live in Ghana, so I'm dealing with a whole nother culture there when it comes down to Africa and children and respect.
Yes.
That thing is all over the street. Just like when I was younger, everybody's your parent. It takes, when they say it takes a village, the village is raising the child. You see, and so when the boy has his pants down over there, I'm like, hey, well, I got to see the color of the day. And they looking at me, why?
That's right, sister.
Why you got your pants sagging out? Why I got to see your underwear? And, oh, madam, sorry. They pull them up. And oh, sorry, you know, over here, you ain't my mama. And they might throw a few words in front of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do agree with my queen mother here, when it comes down how do you speak to people, and this is in general, I don't think it matters what age. Yeah. It's about how you speak to people. You get what you put out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to respect yourself.
Yep.
First. If you don't do that, you don't understand respect for anybody else. So that's all I got to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm loving the youth being on here, by the way. I give thanks for your presence.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Sharita. Brother Mashinda, he don't want to unmute. Okay. So, hi, dear. I want you to close us out this evening.
All right. Thank you for everyone for just, I love hearing everyone's opinion on everything. I love doing stuff like this and just getting to hear other people's views and thoughts on everything. Love discussing the topic and just thank you.
Well, I certainly appreciate you coming on here and blessing us with your youth presence.
Yes.
I always say that I'm youthful, but you're truly the youth. Now, you did a great job and keep up the great work, and we'll get you back on here if you don't mind.
Thank you. Of course, no problem.
Okay, I appreciate you.
And bring some of your homies with you.
I'll try.
Professor Rye?
You got to always understand that. I want to thank the sister for the compliment. Let me just say, see, sometimes youth consider it disrespectful when a parent asks them who they're talking to on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes kids think it's disrespectful if a parent come into their room, if they got their own room, and just want to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Yes.
Sometimes kids think it's disrespectful that when a parent say, when you get to where you're going, call and let me know you got there safe. You know, I'm grown, I mean, why I have to call you, you know? And, and sometimes kids think it's disrespectful when the parents say, you know, don't get in the car with strangers and don't get in the car with nobody unless you let me know who it is.
All right.
That happens all the time. See, sometimes kids are young people. And I'm not saying this is what Hadia, I think she's sincere about respect and things of this nature. But, you know, sometimes people can misconstrue what respect is. And sometimes youth weaponize their arguments for respect. They weaponize the term respect, that you disrespected me because you asked me this or you asked me that. Mm-hmm. Or you asked me what my grades were, you know, and what yeah. Where is your score card?
Now, Chinky.
How come you got a D? That's disrespectful. No, that's
never.
Not. You know, how come you stayed out longer than what you were supposed to? Parents have to have a genuine care and concern for their youth. I agree. And they should know how to do that. And most parents are not trained to be parents. They raise their kids the way they were raised.
Yes.
And that's it. But sometimes parenting does take skill. It takes skill and a deep understanding because, as he said, you know, you got generational gaps and time gaps. You got kids that are listening to music with earphones on. So you don't know what they're listening to. And the profanity and the misogyny and the killing and the sexual overtones in those. Mm-hmm. Kids are more exposed to sexual activity on TV. Even soap operas are dangerous. You
cartoons.
Know, cartoons are violent. You know, Mickey Mouse beating up somebody, Popeye beating up Bluto. I mean, it's always So it's always something that we got to sometimes, educate, constantly educate you is not being disrespectful. I mean, constantly questioning what you think about it. And like I was saying, you have to, you don't have to, but we as the Black people are in a serious struggle, a continuation of the struggle. We have to pick up the bloodstained banner and march on till victory is won. And they just understand that, like I said, that we're on the bottom of the totem pole.
Yep.
Everybody thinks that they can disrespect us as a people.
Yes.
Not as individuals, but as a people. And I'm telling you, I was a professor, want to know, how did Negro get his job? And what are you doing giving me a grade? You're just another end. This is people had attitude.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you can run into, my dear. And I just think your parents trying to prepare you for it, not being disrespectful. And I'm not saying you not being you being disrespectful because you asked questions. But like you say, I like the term Dr. Sharina said, respect is learned and earned. And I think that you're on the right track, and I think you picked an excellent subject. And there's no generation gap. I don't believe in that. That my generation is different from your generation. You just don't understand the big kids and all that. You are Z and he's a D. No, you my child. You ain't a part of no Z generation.
That's that Western stuff.
You're listening to a popular culture, but our culture is what we do at the house, and you're fortunate to have a grandfather and a grandmother that is serious about caring for you, and that's all they're doing, and that's not being disrespectful. They just been through so much, and they looking ahead and knowing what you may run into. I got a feeling you're gonna be very successful, dear.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead, Roger.
All right. Thanks, Professor Ra. We just had another person come in, and I want to make sure we give everybody the opportunity to say something. Lamika, do you want to unmute? No? Okay. So, Idea. I appreciate you coming on, and I'm looking forward to you coming back with another topic so we can have a discussion. This is great. You gather some friends and we can have a group discussion, and get some input from some of your other comrades. But I appreciate you. Really appreciate you. And thank you, Mom. I know you can hear me. Thank you for allowing her to be on here. And next week, I think Professor Ra is. Ra, are you able to unmute Ra?
We're going to have Dr. Rutherford
on Tuesday.
Yeah,
Dr. Rutherford, and he's what is his title again?
He's a podiatrist that has saved a lot of people. From amputation with diabetes. He has a big ranch where he grows his own food.
Yes. I know him. He's excellent. Yeah, I've got some of his vegetables.
You're right. Matter of fact, he called me the other day to tell me that a young lady that's dating my brother was out there as a farm, and he wanted to let me know that she was there. And that's when I told him, man, you got to come back on the show. And he said he'd be willing. And so he'll be here next Tuesday.
Tuesday. So, I'm going to be up there Tuesday. Okay.
He's going to be here. Excellent. He got a lot to say about what's going on.
Okay, all right. Good. So next Wednesday, we have one of our partners, the Level Set crew, and we have a political columnist, Mike Jones, coming on next week. And the topic is the Black community, the road ahead. That's a question, the road ahead. So that's what we're going to have another discussion next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say each one teach one in Conscious Corner.
You got something tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Sharita, for alarming me. Let me show everybody what we have going on tomorrow. Some people might be interested. So let me share the screen. Okay, here we go. Tomorrow, we have Carlton Santa Davis. This is one of our other podcasts that we do, Roots Reggae Reasoning Sessions. And we talk to prolific reggae musicians and soon artists to come on. We had a few artists on, but this particular guy is an excellent drummer. He's renowned, and he played with Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and he was part of, I can't even think of the name of the band right now, but he also tours with Ziggy Marley quite often. So if you ever see, if anybody know about reggae and Ziggy Marley's, you know, on tour, he's the drummer normally. So.
Okay.
So yeah, that's who we having on tomorrow evening. So if you're interested, it says right here, click on the flyer. You can join us. So everybody continue to have a great day, and we're going to keep doing this until we can't, and then hopefully somebody else take over when I can't do it no more. All right, everybody have a great evening.
Ashe, ashe, ashe.
Thank you.
Thank you. You all have a great evening.
Thank you.